As citrus growers everywhere continue to face a lot of unknowns with regard to when and how the HLB tree disease issues may be solved, many Florida growers in the center of the HLB storm continue to wonder if there may be some viable alternatives for some of their land in the meantime. According to some recent news reports, olives are among many such ideas surfacing in recent months and years. In fact, there's even a fledgling Florida Olive Council, whose leaders say olive trees have actually been grown in Florida since way back in the 1700s. But lots of questions need answers, like, will the trees actually produce blooms and a viable olive crop? And what varieties and conditions are best for the effort? That translates into a need for research. It's been reported the Olive Council principals themselves have invested in a small plot of land in La Crosse, with plans to have it up and running by September, working in conjunction with the University of Florida. Already across the state, a number of olive varieties from around the world are being tested on university and some private plots in a 5-year research project that's now in its second year. It's estimated there are about 24 commercial olive growers in Florida now, and about 100 other folks with trees and backyards. And Olive Council leaders admit things will remain a bit iffy until the research results start coming in and showing the way for commercial production. For Southeast AgNet, I'm Gary Cooper.